Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, it's always a joy when we have guests come in, and I tell you, this summer has been a hot summer, hasn't it?
Sure enough has, and we're enjoying our time before we come on air here today with Pastor Ron Michaud, who is going to be the special guest on today's edition of Connected, and we're here inside this nice air-conditioned room.
Yes, we are. But what I was thinking of, I grew up in Florida, and summertime, we had rain every day, just for a short period of time. We called them summer coolers. That's the reason why, believe it or not, Florida is the coolest, other than Virginia, the coolest southern state because of the summer coolers. The rain of the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking, Brother Ron Michaud at By Faith Ministries in Connellsville, he has had the outpouring, the rain of the Holy Spirit happening in his church. And so I feel that's that cool, refreshing that God's bringing to the body of Christ.
It's just I have been involved. Pastor Ron, welcome to today's broadcast.
It's wonderful to be here with you.
Pastor Sharon was talking about the cool breeze and the cool wind. Prophet Bill Moody, who's been here with us on Connected, he and I used to co-pastor together in Farmington, West Virginia. And we were in a service one time where we felt this wind blowing at our knees, and literally we could not stand up. There might have been 50, 60 people in the church at the time, and it knocked every one of us down on our faces on the floor. And we spent a couple of hours there. And that's what God's been doing. He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh in these last days. And it's been raining inside of your church. And if you were here a few weeks ago and you were talking about that on Connected. And let's talk for just a moment. What has God been doing in your church? I know you talked about people that are being that have been healed. I actually have a relative, a niece, that's come to your church here recently, and God's touched her as well.
Yeah, well, we've actually, I've been keeping a record, we've had over 10 different healings, and that's in our church, as well as a couple miracles. We had a young man that was ended up with a torn tibia playing football, and he came in on crutches and was in a knee brace, and he said the x-rays showed that it was torn tibia. And it was on a Tuesday night Bible class, strangely enough. And actually, my son was up ministering at the time, and God gave him a word of knowledge that He was going to heal this young man. And God ended up healing him. God broke the rules, too, basically, because at the time we had this person in that had just come into the church, and he was an atheist. He was said, I'm an atheist. I didn't believe in God. He came from a Catholic background. He didn't believe in God. And God moved on Blake to use him to lay hands on this young man with the torn tibia. He put the crutches down, took the brace off, and started walking around the church, running and jumping and so forth. And he was scheduled to go to the doctor the next day. And he went to the doctor the next day, and the doctor looked at the x-ray, looked at his knee, looked at the x-ray, looked at his knee. He said, these x-rays are wrong. You just had a little bruise. You know, he was totally, it was just phenomenal.
Praise God. That was
the first time in all of my years of being saved to witness something like that. Now, mind you, I've been saved over 30 years. And I've never witnessed anything like that. So I was just, and then God used somebody who had just got into the church and had just only been there for about a second or two, and used him to lay hands on the person to bring forth the healing. It just messed me up.
Well, that's a sign you wonder. It made you wonder at that sign. And we will be right back here on Connected.
But love is on the move. 10 weeks. He and his wife don't even speak.
So many have a burden to pray for America, but have no idea where to start. This month at He's Alive, with your love gift of $15 or more to support your station, we'll send you our coaching CD entitled Prayers for the Nation. There are 10 specific prayers covering different aspects of our federal government. On this project, we pray for refreshing, reform, and revival. Prayers for the Nation, set to patriotic music, will walk you through every branch of our government and give you the words to pray for a righteous America. Ask for it when you write. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or find out more at he'salive.net.
We're back with our special guest, Pastor Ron Michaud, and wow, you were talking about the miracle that took place in your church of the young man that was healed, and so many healings we have seen and experienced and witnessed, Sharon, over the years and 30-some years of ministry. I could talk until the cows come home today about some of those miracles that have happened. And God is in that kind of miracle-working business. Some people may say, well, miracles, signs, and wonders went out with the early Judeo-Pentecostal church period. But we know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not, and there's nothing too hard for him to do.
No. And that's where it is. If we open ourselves up to it, say, God, can do anything and open ourselves up to it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've been encouraging the people at our church to do was to say, you know, when we brought a new podium into the church, mm-hmm. and we prayed over it and said, God, this is your podium, you know, use it for your glory and so forth. And I've been encouraging the people, because we have been experiencing signs and wonders, smelling burnt wood and other things of like that, and silver and gold manifesting in the place. I said, told the people, say, set your physical senses aside and say, God, I give you my eyes, my ears, and my sense of touch, mm-hmm. and sanctify them for your use, that's right. Lord, yeah. and offer them up to God just the way we set aside the podium and then the instruments and other artifacts that we have in our church, so that they can begin to experience themselves, because it shouldn't be reserved for a select few. Mm. It belongs to the whole body of Christ.
Yeah, yeah. These signs shall follow them that believe, not yes. them that are called to fivefold ministry, but them that believe in my yes. name. And, you know, I used to think these signs shall follow Oral Robertson. It shall follow Catherine Kuhlman and mm-hmm. some of the others. But no, these signs shall follow them that believe. And if you're a believer, these signs can follow you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
That's what will keep the fire burning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you begin to see God, see these manifestations, ooh, yeah. Yeah. feel them, smell them.
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That takes you to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
The world will lose you.
That's uh-huh. right.
You know, when you start having these kinds of experiences.
I read G. Raymond Carlson's book back in the 80s, and it talked about, and I speak of this often, about the doctrine of the presence of God being in the church versus the genuine presence of God. Mm. A lot of folks like to talk about it. But as Sharon was saying, these signs shall follow the believers, them that believe. And it mentions there in the 16th chapter of the book of St. Mark, verses 15 through 20, all of those signs. In my name they shall cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. And they shall lay hands upon the sick. And not might or maybe, but they shall recover.
Yeah.
Amen and amen.
Uh-huh.
And we shouldn't be afraid of them.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the body of Christ
uh-huh.
is afraid
uh-huh.
to step out and believe God for more.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you know, what if I fail? But yeah. what if you succeed?
That's right.
Yeah. What if?
What if?
Yeah.
What if?
I was thinking a few years ago at the Women of Valor, we had a woman who had a very bad back condition, severe back, and God healed her back. Well, we had a doctor there, and there were so many miracles that we had a doctor check people out, and this doctor was looking at her. And Dr. Leah said to her, she said, you are so beautiful. Your face is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She put her head down in shame. The lady that was standing next to her, she said, Susie, your scars are gone. Glory had removed scars yeah. off of this woman's face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we were rejoicing that she could do things with her back.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she didn't see in a mirror to see what God had done.
Yeah.
God loves us so much, and that kind of glory is what he wants to do.
Yes.
He wants God. To do in our yeah. lives.
Sharon, I'm thinking of a word of knowledge. Matter of fact, you were getting ready to speak a couple of years ago on a Friday evening service at the Women of Valor, the second night, and mm-hmm. you called me up. You say you have a word of knowledge for someone, and you're not accustomed to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you called, I came up, and I said, there's a woman here that there's something wrong with your knee. And that you can't walk. Well, she was sitting somewhere near the back of the church. And she struggled and struggled to get up. And they brought her up there. And she was sitting on the front row. And she says, I can't get up. I literally can't get up. I said, yes, you can. Rise up and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And she says, I can't. And I took her hand and I pulled her up. And I said, get up in Jesus' name. In a radical tense like that. And when I said that, she got up and she took off running. And she ran around the church while the place erupted in praise and thanksgiving for what God had done. And then Melissa comes walking up, and she's just like shaking her head, like in all of what God done. She says, people don't understand. This woman had a steel rod in her leg, and it's gone. It has literally disappeared. That is a sign and a wonder, and yes. God's still doing that.
Yes, Amen. He is. And as you said, there are people that will believe the Word or teach the Word as Sunday school teachers and preachers, and they will argue the doctrines of the Bible, but when they hear of it, they go, God is saying, I'm bigger than your
Yes,
it is what you teach, and it is what you preach, and it is what you've desired for so long. It is here. The latter rain of the Holy Spirit is here.
And we're going to break for a song, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to pray over the needs of the folks.
I know you have a plan for me. Always understand or see the way you're holding on to me, the way you work in everything. My life is in your hands, in every circumstance. My God, I know.
Of the Lord is here, Tim.
Oh,
it really
yes.
is. And our guest, Pastor Ron Michaud from By Faith Ministries, located in Connellsville on 7th Street.
Yeah.
It's always good to have him.
Yes,
and
yes.
just the fellowship alone, whether it's on the air or behind the scenes.
Yeah, a lady that used to attend my church several years ago, her name was Shirley. And when this kind of presence would come into the church, I'd look at her and I'd say, Shirley, the presence of the Lord is in this place. And he
surely is.
Right now. We're going to be praying over the needs of those. There's a lady out there. Your name is Alice, and you suffer from cancer. And God is healing you right now. I feel that in my spirit, that there is a supernatural revelation of a fact that is in the mind of God right now that has just been revealed to my heart concerning you, and I see you in the vision. Just remove your glasses right now. The cancer is right underneath of your glasses. It's on the outside of your face. It's skin cancer, and God is healing that
for you
right now in Jesus' name.
Oh, glory.
Pastor Ron, what do you have?
I'm also hearing someone that's on a dialysis machine. That is not your destiny. That is not what God is not going to keep you on that machine. God is going to remove you from that machine, and you're going to come out better. And I speak that over your life right now. Quit saying the wrong thing.
Right.
Quit saying that this is what it is for you. No, God is just using that to show you that he is strong in your life, that he is the caretaker of your life, that he is the preserver of your life, and he's fixing the situation right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
And I'm seeing someone that you've had a lot of people in your family die of cancer, and someone even died of brain cancer. And every time there's some symptom in your body, you go into that panic. And someone has laughed and said, you're a hypochondriac. Well, it's a spirit of fear, and I command that spirit of fear to go in Jesus' name. And right now, we just break that generational curse faith, by the blood of Jesus Christ. You belong to God, and in the name of Jesus, be set free from the fear and be set free from the curse in Jesus' name.
Randy, I hear the Lord say, lay that bottle down. You don't have to lean upon that crutch any longer. You've suffered. You're about to lose your wife and your children, but God said that, oh my goodness, I feel this. Just lay the bottle down right now. God is in the delivering, working business. And right now, we bind that generational curse of alcoholism that's been in your family, and we break and loose you from it in the matchless name of Jesus. Now be set free and serve Jesus Christ in newness of life.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, God is here.
God, we thank you. We praise you.
Yes, Lord. Brother Ron, give us an invitation, Pastor. Your church there in Connellsville?
Yes, if you're in the Connellsville area or the Fayette County area, I'd like to extend an invitation to you to come and be with us in our morning service at 10:30, or if you're in the area on Tuesday, you can come and be a part of our service on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, or if you just want to come and be a part of the prayer service, we're there Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock praying to the Lord in the morning at 10 a.m. So we're about Jesus. We're about seeking God for more, and we're on fire for him.
If the folks were looking to find your church to put it in their GPS system, what is the physical address?
They would look for Connellsville, PA, 15425 107 North 7th Street. It is very easy to find. It's right off of 119 North if you're traveling from south to north or south to north to south. It's right there in the heart of Connellsville. You just make one left turn. If you're traveling from north to south, when you get in Connellsville, make a left and make another quick left at the red light. And if you're traveling from south to north, when you get in Connellsville, you would make a right and another left, and you're right there.
Easy.
107 North 7th Street.
And the Sheets is right there where you make the turn.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
107 North 7th Street, Connellsville, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Sunday mornings, 10:30. Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, in prayer Monday through Friday, 10 a.m.
Yes, 10 a.m.
Amen.
And God meets us in those places.
It's an awesome church.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.